them pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything is kosher.
Thumb joint.
Huggy Lowdown.
Civil Will.
Hey, Hug.
And J. Anthony Brandt.
What up, Hug?
I know they call it storming Monday, and Tuesday is just as bad, but they ain't never lie when they said Wednesday is worse because the roads are oh so bad. And I'm mad as a break baby daddy at them meteorologists, mofo. I mean, they said it was going to snow, but being a skin fan, you don't think it's going to show up. But Tom Silver J showed up, it did, like a newborn kid, and you're shaking your head. No way, I have a fiance, and this side item is trying to be my entree. Now, I know this don't have nothing to do with snow, so let's politic about the polar vortex. It seems as though D.C. is at a standstill. Everything is either delayed, frozen, or closing. But even most of the schools are not opening today. But I wonder if Marion Barry Charter School opened today, y'all. Tom Super J, they have a teacher named Mr. Mia, first name Bishop. How ironic is that? A Bishop me up at Marion Barry Charter School. Wait for it. I know it was a stretch. Speaking of waiting for it, did y'all hear Young Jeezy got arrested again?
Yeah.
Remember a month ago where him and his son got into a fisticuff where Young Jeezy allegedly told his young son, I brought you in this world and I'll make the groundhogs be your mailman. Well, Young Jeezy, a.k.a. Patty Cake, Baker's man, is at it again. Hey, Young Jeezy went N.W.A. and cussed out an Alpharetta, Georgia popo, which is apparently all a no-no. So basically, Jeezy's girlfriend's alarm goes off at her home. Jeezy there, walk out the back, popo like, who you? 36-year-old Jeezy like, F you. I'm not mentioning my name. And he got locked up again. So they charged him with obstruction for cussing and failing to drop the young from his name. Oh, y'all know Jeezy 36. He ain't young no more. That means he needs to change his name to Old Jeezy or simply Jeezy. Y'all ain't gonna believe this one. There's a warrant for Suge Knight's arrest for not showing up in court the last time he was supposed to show up in court.
No way.
Did y'all hear about former Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell and his wife Maureen caught up in Giftgate?
Yep.
Yeah, they accepted $135,000 worth of gifts from the CEO of Star Scientific, Johnny Wims. Who's Johnny? Was breaking the governor and his wife off with thousands and thousands of dollars, and the Wims were catching gifts like Johnny Wims was Johnny Manziel. Listen to this shit that he gave them. Louis Vuitton shoes, an engraved Rolex watch, with the words, 71st Governor of Virginia. You know when somebody gives you something engraved, you're going to get indicted. I had a cousin that had a couple of engraved keys. I got it. Well, anyway, Johnny gave him his and her iPhone. Let the couple borrow his $190,000 Ferrari. He was giving the governor's daughter money towards their wedding. Even took the wife, Maureen McDonald, on a $15,000 shopping spree in New York City. Now, I'm just speculating, but I don't care who you are. If you let another man take your woman to New York City and spend 15 stacks, you better believe he's going to chiropractor her back. This is like a political proposal, y'all. Who knows what happened in New York? Johnny B. Goode probably had the governor wife holding her bra in the air like the Statue of Liberty. He bought them everything but Huggy and Chris Paul live in DVD on Amazon and HuggyChrisPaul.com.